Yeah, they're like super clean. My parents are obsessed with him. That's obsessed.
Incredible. Same. Yes. Same with his parents.
Wow.
Same.
That's hilarious.
All right. Kyle, start the podcast.
Ashley?
Wes, yes.
Why should you guys be our roommates?
I am optimistic.
Okay.
Noting.
I always will dance if a moment is sad. And I
That's nice.
And I have organization skills.
Okay. Ooh. Wow. I mean, so far, really that's does. All I need to hear. But Wes, you're here as well.
Yeah, Wes,
so
yeah.
We'll try and top that.
All right. I'm a kind soul.
That's yeah.
True. That's true.
I've
there
seen
we go.
That.
Yeah. All right.
Debatable.
Yeah. All right. I always bring weed.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. Okay.
I was sure about that one.
That one was clear. Mm-hmm.
And I have manners such as smoking the weed outside if one would like me to do so.
Oh, okay.
That's very nice.
Considerate.
And let's all take a smoke break right now. And we're starting the show.
Put the cake in the oven and I'll read you a book on the shelf.
Water the
going to be
alright. Welcome to Roommate Lovers, a podcast where a couple gives you a couple pieces of advice. He's Kyle and he says, chomp chomp.
And she's Maggie and she thinks the book Three Musketeers is about a candy bar.
Yum. Yeah. That makes me want to say chomp chomp.
Chomp chomp.
Oh, hey, hey, Cookie.
Hey, Books.
Cooks and Books are back again.
Cooks and Books on the mics.
We established these nicknames.
These awesome nicknames.
Incredible
nicknames. And I want these
to stick,
so we have to say them again.
Well, here's what's been happening, a little peek behind the curtain.
Uh-huh.
We established these nicknames over a month ago at this point, like weeks and weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, oh, that's great. I can't wait to keep
we'll
using
these.
We'll
say it next time.
We're going to make it happen. We're definitely going to use these nicknames all the time. Like the way, you know how people organically
next week,
develop nicknames.
Radio silence.
Next week.
Nothing.
And to the point where it's like, and that was great. Let's cut. Okay. Oh, we forgot.
And then we wrote it down.
Put
next
it in week,
front of us.
Next week. Nothing.
Crickets. Radio.
The second we're done, I almost said shooting. I guess we are shooting. Hello.
We are shooting. Hello.
We stopped shooting and recording. Oh, we didn't say
shit.
Books.
Next week, lion.
Next week, a lion came. And that's our excuse because we couldn't do it when there was a lion in the room. I would ask to see if you could do anything if there's a lion in the room with you. No.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to do a good podcast. Okay?
Yeah, so we all know how nicknames work. You give it to yourself and you keep saying it until other people say it. That's just how it works.
Cookie and the books. Cooks and books. Speaking of books, I do want to say, I am
say
currently rereading one of my favorite books as a as a kid, Aragon. Which is by Christopher Paolini, written by like a fantasy author prodigy when he was like 18 or something.
Shit, wow.
It's incredible. I love it. I have the entire giant book series, but it's at my parents' house in Wisconsin.
Okay, so this is just you bragging now.
I have a separate house for my books. It's not actually in this area code.
It's a book house.
It's my book house. It's like a little free library, but it's a big not free house.
It's like a big not free
it's
house.
It's sort of like
bear
a little
free
library, free
house.
But it's sort of got a bear in it, and it's not free.
Look
can't
out for
stress
that.
That enough.
They should put bears in libraries.
Why don't they have little bear libraries? That's
they
my
should
question.
Have bears. And I mean, like, we're always talking about save the bears.
Yeah, we are. We're always talking about that.
We're always talking about that. They should put bears in libraries. That would keep them safe. Yeah.
What was this going? Oh, yeah. So I'm finishing up the only
hey,
book
you've
I
heard
have
of
with
late
me.
Fees. What about late bears?
What about getting eaten by a bear?
Late,
bring your books
by...
back in time.
Yeah. Otherwise, the library bear will get you.
The library.
It's right there.
I only have the first book with me, Aragon. That's the name of it. Right. The rest of the other three are giant, and I didn't bring them when we moved because I was like, I'm not going to read these for a while.
Okay.
And in my defense, I didn't. It's been years.
Uh-huh. That
but
didn't
now
stop
that
me
I'm,
from bringing a lot of other books,
now
I will say.
Shut up. That's why I have the
when
house.
When we drove from Chicago to L.A., the trunk of the car was filled with a good amount of books that were Maggie's, I will say. Like, there was like...
Yeah, boxes.
It was like, okay, here's my toothbrush, here's like my computer, and here's a box of books that we need to bring in the car.
And we would have to, I would make us bring them into the hotel.
Every night.
Every night.
I shit you not.
Because I didn't want them to get stolen.
Keep going.
I'm finishing up Aragorn and I'm like, well, I can't just read just Aragorn. I got to read the whole book series again. I don't have them with me. Okay. I'm not going to have my mom ship it over.
Where is this
I'm not
going
to go buy another copy because it's giant and we don't have any space.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the library. The library.
Yeah.
And get Eldest, book number two. And Bursinger, book number three.
Great.
Inheritance,
okay.
book number four.
I'm following so
far. I'm going to go get these books. I go to the library. It's my first time going to our local branch.
Yeah. Support
our
your local libraries.
Our local branch.
Yes.
No bears. I will say that. No bears. So
missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind next time. Arroyo Seco branch of the Los Angeles Public Library.
Great.
I go there. I go to the teen section. It's like a young adult teen book. Uh-huh. You know, whatever. Hey, like, don't judge me. Uh-huh. Don't judge me.
Don't
I read grown up books too.
She reads grown up.
But
books.
I'm going on a blast from the past, reading Aragorn right now.
Uh-huh.
Do you know? Okay, another sidebar. I'm sorry for
sidebar.
Do you know why I think I'm reading Aragorn? It's because we watched Irish Wish, the Lindsay Lohan movie.
The Lindsay Lohan movie that just came out.
And yeah. I finished watching that movie, and I was like, I really want to watch Aragorn. I don't know why.
What?
I started
that
reading
was your
Aragorn.
Jump.
I don't know why. I started reading Aragorn and was like, wait, who played Aragorn in the movie? The
oh my
terrible
goodness.
This movie
is such
Aragorn.
A weird tangent.
It's the boy from the Irish Wish. Like, my brain
is
knew.
Following
my
this?
Brain knew that somewhere Aragorn was in that movie. And I was like, I have to read Aragorn right now. Isn't that crazy?
My wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so I'm at the library. I'm in the teen section. What book is there? Aragorn. None of the other ones. I'm like, oh,
okay.
Fuck.
Okay. And that's where the story ends.
And that's where the story ends. No, I go to the computer. I log in. I'm like, Eldest, Christopher Paolini. That says they have it. And I'm like, okay, it's not there. I go to the like actual fantasy section.
Okay.
Which is abysmal. Get it together. Right?
It is abysmal. Branch. Wow.
And I'm like, okay, it says here. I go up to the man at the like the librarian. And I'm like, hey, I'm wondering, do you have the book? It says you have it.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, his response was like, does it say we have it? Okay, go show me. And he made me go to the computer
what?
And show him.
He made you type
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, Eldest, Christopher Paolini. And he goes, okay, yeah, right here. Yeah, this is in the children's section. The only room I didn't look in was like the actual children's section with like little teddy bears and stuff. Yeah.
Teddy bears?
Teddy bear. Oh! So I had to go, I had to be like, thanks. And so I go in the children's section and I get the book, which was in the children's section for children.
Okay.
And I go up and in front of him, I try to check it out in the self-checkout. I couldn't figure it out. And so I had to go up to him and be like, can you check out?
Can you please help me?
I need my widow book to read.
I need my book, please.
Oh,
okay. So,
so I got it.
You've had some hard times this week.
Yeah. That's my story.
Nice job, Maggie.
It's not that interesting, but.
No, it's very interesting. And speaking of hard times, hey. The Hellhawk deemed it so.
What?
We only have, I think, 3 more weeks of merch.
Oh,
it's coming up
beans.
Fast. If you want our merch, it's going to end soon here. Let's see. I think we got another couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 weeks,
I believe. Yourself a tank top.
So get yourself
a t-shirt. Get yourself
mermaid.
A sweatshirt.
Lovers merch before this merch gets discontinued. You know?
I'm going to get myself another sweatshirt, I think, because
I wear the hoodie I got.
All the time.
It's so cozy.
It's really cozy. It's really actually very cozy.
Cozy. I wanted to share this. Can I talk about your cool gig that's going to be
coming
up this week?
Okay, you can talk about it.
So
you can talk about it.
We kind of talked about this a few weeks ago. We hinted at it. But Maggie got a really cool gig. So you can watch Maggie this week if you're listening to this as the crow flies when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch Maggie on Abbott Elementary.
That's correct.
This week.
I have one line on Abbott Elementary.
So she's on the show. It's this Wednesday on ABC. I think on Hulu the next day, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's how it works.
But Maggie gets to play a cool little
part. Yes, I get to play a random teacher. That was my role. Random teacher.
So
at Abbott Elementary. And hey, just to cover my bases here, it's very possible I'm cut out.
No. They probably cut around everyone else, and you're the
That's
only
part.
That's
probably true. That's probably
true. Yeah, that might just be Maggie.
I do have like a nightmare that it's cut, that I will never be able to use the footage.
You know, and if it is, well, then it'll live on here, us talking about it. You got to wear your glasses, right?
I did get to wear my glasses, yes.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Every single person on the day was like, are you going to wear those?
Uh-huh.
Every person wanted to jump. The hair person, the makeup person.
Well, they got
to
know.
PAs. Like, everyone asked me.
They got to plan for it.
I was like, I don't know. You tell me.
No one told me.
I don't know.
Who
I'm not
the
director.
Call? Did the director or no one?
Honestly, the final person who was like, I was getting my mic on or something, and someone just kind of was like, are you gonna wear those? And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, oh, just wear them. And I was like, oh, okay.
So
and
what, I can't remember one of the sound people?
I think it was a sound person. Huh. I'm not kidding. And nobody said anything. Nobody did anything. And I just wore. I got to wear my.
I think it's
it's
like,
not these ones. It's my.
It's your other ones. I think it's because it's like a TV show, so it's like a well-oiled machine. It's so at this point,
It was. And I will say this, regardless of if they cut me or not, it was such an incredible experience.
Yeah.
Everyone was so lovely. The actors were so lovely. Mm. Every single person, the all PAs, director, camera ops, everyone was so. So nice.
What about the onset bear?
The onset bear was so kind. I'm so honored to be doing a scene beside you, onset bear.
Yes.
And the bear just sort of like growled and gave me a big bear hug.
That's amazing. Yeah.
It was nice. I had to take. Oh, I didn't. Did I tell you this?
What?
I was wearing my wedding rings. On screen.
Oh, I think
because I was like,
this.
No one is gonna care. I didn't leave them in my trailer.
No.
That's right. I had a trailer. That's right. Random teacher had a trailer. I didn't leave
that
it in my trailer.
That is crazy that you had
it
a
is
little
crazy.
Tiny trailer.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I've
it had
seen
a fridge,
I've
right?
seen it had a fridge. It had
what was in the fridge?
Water.
What kind of water?
Juice, fruit. Just bottles, little bottles of water.
But what kind of bottles are we talking?
I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Okay. What kind of juice?
I think I asked for orange juice.
Oh, so it was in the fridge already or like they brought it to you?
You know what? I think I put that in there actually.
All right, you know what? This
Listen,
story is getting
I don't,
worse and
I'm
worse
sorry,
by the
you're
second.
The one who's picking about
well,
orange
these
juice.
Are the details everyone wants to know. Okay, so
who knows?
So you packed, so you brought your own fridge, I'm here.
I brought my own
and you
fridge.
Plugged it in.
I brought my own trailer actually. I said, "Where do I park
yes,
this?" I said, "Where do I park this?"
She turned up to the Warner Bros.
They're
lot.
Like, "Well, who are you?"
All right, Maggie.
Like, I'm Maggie Smith.
That's very exciting.
And I had to change my name.
Yes, that's what we did talk about. That's sort of
what
we teased, I think,
I
a few weeks ago.
To Maggie Lyle.
Maggie Lyle Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very exciting, so you can tune in and catch Maggie on Abbott Elementary this week. Very excited for you, Maggie. Nice job.
Thanks,
nice
Kyle.
Work. Yeah, you definitely deserve it.
Thanks, baby.
Very exciting to get that gig. Great show.
Oh.
But speaking of a great show, we have a great show here because we have some amazing roommates this week.
We do. We have, honestly, some people who... Kyle has known Ashley... For so much longer than I knew that you knew Ashley.
I knew Ashley like through, you know, one
like
of my closest friends
who's
like a sibling to me, Renee.
Yeah.
She would, I first met Ashley going caroling in a neighborhood.
What?
In Illinois.
I didn't know that.
Yes. We would go like Renee and Ryan's family would go caroling.
What?
In their neighborhood. And Ashley, being the magnificent singer she is, would join.
Yeah.
And so that was how I kind of knew her. And then I heard that she was like doing improv classes in Chicago. And I was like, oh man, that's so
cool.
She's
so much cooler than I could ever hope to be.
Yeah. So I just kind of like knew her on and off through the years.
Yeah.
And then I got to know her more and more as we got deeper into the Chicago improv scene.
I know. So we know both of our roommates this
yes.
week.
And I now work
Chicago
with Wes
improv
at the Griffith Observatory.
And I now work with Ashley in our friendship. And Wes too.
So please help us in welcoming. First up, we have singer, songwriter, and actor Wes Hughes and
someone who would like to be credited as a comedian, rascal dancer with a big Midwestern heart, Ashley Guerin. Ashley and Wes. Ashley and Wes.
Yes.
Yeah. She said yes.
She said yes.
Hashtag say yes to the West.
Say yes to the West.
Is that your guys' wedding hashtag?
It's
that
one. Of them.
And
it's one
we
of
have
them.
We have another one where because our last names Guerin and Hughes.
Yes.
So guaranteed to be a Hughes.
Wow. That.
Oh God!
Is impressive.
So
thank
okay,
you.
We're talking about this. You guys are planning your wedding. It's 6 months out. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit!
Why?
September 28th, 2024.
I looked at the countdown today. 168 days away.
Whoa!
Yeah. We got a little flipboard calendar thing.
Okay,
now,
cool.
So me and Maggie, like, if you haven't done a wedding, I feel like before I did a wedding, it was like, okay, I get it. Yeah, okay, I get it. Cool. And then once you do a wedding, suddenly like you're very interested in all the fine details.
I want you to
I want to know, what do you mean like a flipboard? It's like a little like calendar and you flip back the page?
Yes, it's
like three different sets of numbers.
What? Okay.
So, and then by the time it will get
three,
to like...
Three singular
numbers. But what are
numbers.
The numbers? Like, what are the numbers?
Oh, 1 through 9 on each little...
Oh, you're saying... Okay, I thought it was like a... a specific wedding. Like when you flip it over, it's like today you should make sure to focus on cutlery for your guests.
Tomorrow,
fork sizes, and then you, it's like 168 days away.
Yeah,
this is the day that you buy your nylon.
That's
tomorrow.
So funny.
Panic,
and okay. I kind of yes. want that now.
you're just talking about there's a calendar that you.
Yes, there's just
a calendar.
Just a classic calendar.
Expound on
Google.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
Ashley does this box called Miss to Mrs. where it's like sending her cutesy stuff every month.
Yeah, once a month just to kind of get excited.
Oh, like a subscription box. Yeah. That's cute. Oh, Kyle, I want to get married again because I want to
do
that.
You should do it.
I got time. What the heck?
I didn't get any boxes sent to me till after we were married.
Oh,
what the heck? I'm not driving.
Wes, you got your suit?
No, not yet. Ooh. That's something I gotta figure out.
There's something on the docket for you. Yeah.
Potential.
Yeah, that's a big choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Our colors are ink blue, which is probably close to roommate lovers blue.
Whoa. Yes. We actually sponsored the wedding. We're actually paying for 50%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so nice.
It's
thanks for having us here.
It's a good marketing expense for
it's
us.
Marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, you know, we're not having a DJ or a band. Kyle and Maggie get to have a live podcast at the wedding.
Yeah. Your poor guest.
Yeah.
No. They
your poor
it.
Lucky guests to listen to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
And now time for the dance. Here we go. We're going to talk about advice. Yeah, yummy tummy dummy.
It's going to be a 1 hour yummy tummy dummy.
Yes. That's hilarious. Well, should we get to some questions?
I think it's time for some questions, folks.
Hit us, Maggie.
Boy.
Why do I always get squirrely once it's dark out? Sun's out. That's leisure time, baby. Time for puzzles and making lists / sorting things. Nothing more thrilling than making a good list. But once that sun goes down, I'm literally bursting at the seams to clean and reorganize the house, work in the garden, do all those little projects I don't do while it was light out. But now I can't because they involve power tools and I have neighbors. Those were all caps.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I'm having a feeling this person who's writing this, it's dark right now based on the way there's on this chaos.
It got dark partway through.
And when I'm writing, because this is like right now, I am literally vibrating with the need to go play in my garden and plant some things, but I don't have a headlamp and can't anyways because I got to get up and work at 4 a.m. So I got to start winding down. So yeah, what's up with that?
Is that one sentence?
Essentially. Let's just go with yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Gardening.
Why do I always get squirrely once it's dark out? Are you guys night people or morning people?
I'm more morning and Wes
she
is more
is.
Night.
I'm definitely
Romeo
a night owl.
Romeo and Juliet, never the twain shall meet, but they did, and now they're in love.
Yes.
Now they're getting married,
hoo-hoo.
But they'll never see each other.
Mm-mm.
Passing ships.
Okay, so wow.
Maggie, you and I used to do musicals together.
I was going to say, that really makes a lot of
that's
sense, because that's basically how we met. Not through like Infinite Sundays, but before through like Mint, right?
Yes, right.
And Ashley and I were cast on a Mint musical improv team together. It's how we met.
So. Yeah. And it's how you and... Well,
Kyle and for a long time, I'll never forget when I was like, Kyle, I'm so glad we went to the same high school together. And then Kyle saying, we just have same friends.
We didn't go to school together. You didn't see me once
sadly.
In that school.
Sadly. But I'm so glad I've known you for so long.
Yes, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Family friends or friends of friends.
Something
friend
like
of the
that.
Pod. Yeah. Okay, but you're a night person, Wes. Do you night garden? Do you partake?
No. Unless you're talking about weed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, we
I grind up. I grind up cannabis at night and smoke the cannabis
power tools?
At night. Oh, it's more of a manual tool.
Oh.
Although when
I would call those hands power tools.
Yeah.
I got some power.
The power,
got some
hands.
Power tools.
Because like it's pretty quiet, but sometimes if you like, you know, if you throw a lot of cannabis in the top, you really gotta like really work it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be like too like over tightened.
Uh oh.
And then when you untighten it, it'll be like a squeak. It'll make
old
squeak.
Wes, Maggie, and Kyle will really appreciate what the canister. What is that that I gifted you?
Yeah. So Ashley got me a cannabis grinder that is gold.
Ooh.
And it has the script of the One Ring.
Oh. Yeah,
the One Ring can rule them all. And the white tree. It's got
the
that
white tree
on
of Gondor and the One Ring.
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah. It's
Romeo and Juliet.
And it's not a like a good like 3-stage grinder. You know, it's not your like two-stage grinder. Like it's a solid grinder. That she
bro, hey Wes, we don't talk about this. This doesn't come up between us, but like. Do you fuck with Lord of the Rings?
Oh yeah, totes.
You're a big Lord of the Rings fan?
Totes. Yeah. Yeah. I was Gimli as part of a four person costume in my senior year of college. Yeah, you know
what?
My roommate trio. the
fellowship,
the Hiumvirate, as we called ourselves.
Okay.
The Hiumvirate. Yeah, I was Gimli. Yeah, my buddy Ryan was Aragorn.
Awesome.
My buddy Jake was Legolas, and then one of the freshmen was the Ring, and then this
classic.
This other freshman girl was. Wait, I guess that was it.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
she was
the other ring.
She was part of the extended edition.
She was just one of the rings that they wear.
Wait, maybe she was the Eye of Mordor. I think she was
She was the Eye of Sauron.
The Eye of Sauron.
The Eye of Sauron is the Eye of Mordor.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what we're ignoring here is this person is most likely a vampire, is what we're getting.
That's so interesting, Kyle.
They didn't say it, but we know it.
Let me reread this again.
Can you read that again a little closer?
Hang on. Yeah. It says,
put your glasses.
Why do I always get a squirrely, fancy the dark out?
It is. I can't believe I missed that. It's a Dracula.
I can't believe I missed that.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I mean, you know,
be who you are.
You know.
Yeah.
It's tough, you know, being on the opposite schedule as everyone else.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes it can suck. You just gotta. Be yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe they love to live on the edge. Because like when people are like, we must sleep, they're like, no. We must party.
Mm. Yeah.
I want to plant some seeds.
In my garden.
One, two, three weed plant.
I've had this idea for a sketch for a long time where I want to do Dracula sings the hits and I want him to sing like Fall Out Boy songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Where he's like, where is your boy tonight? I hope he is a gentleman. Really want to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Full album.
Going down in early round and sugar, we're going down swinging. Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Wes, you do music. You're a musician.
Yeah, I do some of that. You know, check out Wessie on all streaming services.
Do it.
Wessie. Yeah, I got a song featuring wonderfully talented Ashley Guerin on saxophone.
Sunshine.
Sunny Disposition.
Sunshine Disposition.
Sorry, that's what I would have called it myself.
Yeah. That's the part. That's the song that has the breakdown in the middle that goes, F is for friends who do stuff together. You is great.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Wessie songs by far.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I do music stuff. You know, we got a bunch more in the works I'm really excited about.
Ooh.
You know, I did a lot of. More, yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, yeah, it's been a bit since I released a song. You know,
been busy.
I did a lot of the releasing when I was in Chicago and then with working with a great guy named Brad Kemp that you guys are familiar
Brad
with.
Is the best.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
So,
Brad is the best.
Yeah, you know, so I still have a bunch in the works that I started with Brad, and you know, luckily I've been making a few more music connects out here.
Hell
so
yeah.
You know, so hopefully we got some, you know, plan on releasing definitely some more music this year for
That's
sure.
That's badass.
Sure.
You know, when we had you on, I did not realize you were working on some more stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't realize we were going to be breaking news.
Oh,
yeah. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Or the Whelm scream.
You mean.
No.
No. Wait, hang on. You mean.
Yes. We love that it's, sound bit because we every time we hear it, we're like,
it's one of the like.
Brings me joy.
It's like a Hollywood, like, I don't even know the right word for it. It's the most magical thing that. I can't believe it has. Been going this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since like the dawn of screams in movies.
Some people hate it. And I don't get how you can hate it.
How can you hate
it?
To me, it's like
so
fun.
Funny.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Like
it's in Lord of the Rings. Like it's in Star Wars. It's in Westerns. It's in TV shows.
That's
it's
amazing.
In like comedy films. It's in everything.
Yeah. And it's also helpful because then the actor's like, okay, I'm glad I don't have to recreate it. It's already made for me.
Yep.
You know, it's just helping each other.
Yep.
It's helping each other. All right.
Yeah. As an actor, I really like when I don't have to say anything at all, actually.
Yeah.
When I can just, I really do love that. No lines, please.
No lines, please. Just let me look.
The older I get, the more true that becomes. As a kid, I was like, I want to be Juliet. And I'm like,
all
I just want to be like the nurse. I want to walk in and be like, blah, 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 and leave.
Yeah. Yes. Have the one line that people are like, applause.
I don't want to be the lead. No, I want to have like no lines and just like look to camera and be like,
can I release kittens at my wedding instead of doves? If so, where would I start looking for a mass amount of kittens to release?
Okay. Are you guys going to be releasing kittens or doves at your wedding?
Well, we were going to be releasing bubbles, but we can take kittens into consideration.
Okay.
You know, I feel like we should have started collecting them a whole like 2 years ago if this was something that we wanted to
do. But I would go to like, you know, I would just go to a classic like adoption center, foster center to be like, hey, these kittens, you know, let them be released. And then they need a home and then everybody gets a kitten.
Now, can you release kittens? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm. You can.
Mm-hmm. And if you need kittens, I will say this. I know a place to get a mass amount of kittens. An adoption center is great. This is basically an adoption center, but as an entire nation. It's the country of Italy. Mm. The country of Italy is made head to toe of kittens.
That's
just
true.
On the street.
Strays.
Wandering around, stray kittens.
Stray cats.
Left and right, you go, like, oh, let me just go up this mountain. Oh, look at that. 100 kittens.
Yep.
Home to my house. I'm allergic to cats. No problem. Open the door. Oh, what's that? 100 stray kittens are in my bedroom.
Oh, no.
You know what? Let me pause you right there. Pause.
No.
The problem with that. Assuming we're here in America, it's going to be the transportation fees of getting those transport.
Oh, you're
transport
right.
Fees.
Have the wedding in Italy.
Okay,
There we go. That's
there
a
you
quick
guys
fix.
Go.
As a former Uber driver, as a former Uber driver, you know, like, you know, things add up. You know, you got your per mile cost, your per minute cost.
Sure. Your per kitten cost.
You know, per kitten
per
cost. You know, and,
cost.
You know, gig workers all over the nation are fighting for livable wages.
Yeah,
you know?
You can't take advantage of that. You know, you can't take advantage of that.
Wow, who knew this question about
I
dogs
didn't
or kittens
know.
Led to this moment?
But also, never release balloons, right? Everyone knows that, right?
All not
right.
to the skies. Yeah. Come on. You're trying to kill all the birds?
Yeah. The doves, they just been released.
Yeah.
If you
let them fly.
Oh no, don't release the doves and the balloons.
I will say if you kill a bunch of birds, that might be one way to attract a bunch of cats though.
That's true, Kyle.
Oh,
cats
love true. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
This is good.
And you know what I love is some trivia.
Oh,
let's get to the trivia. I got it.
And welcome to the slam.
And welcome to the jam.
All right, so we're getting back to trilogies this week. We've been talking about trilogies. It's year three, so
year three.
We're
talking. Congrats on 3 years.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So much. Congrats.
Pop, popping it up.
Thank you.
Today we're talking about Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy.
No.
Wow.
That's right. Specifically, the first one, Spider-Man from 2002.
Holy
that one
tots.
I have seen.
I'm so excited.
Classic, you guys seen
classic?
This? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For
sure.
Oh,
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I watched it a lot like in middle school.
Okay.
Well,
so here's the question. When Spidey's on the roof trying to shoot his web for the very first time
I'm
on purpose.
Oh, my Lanta.
Which one of these things does he not
I got this.
Say? Is it fly? Shazam? Up, up, and away? It's Spidey time. Go, web, go. Zip, zaps up. Gung-ho, web. We're going to find out after the break.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shoes. Hard socks for outside. Shoes.
This episode is brought to you by Shark Chairs. Are you tired of swimming around and not having anywhere to sit? Well, guess what? Shark Chairs are just what you need. You can sit. If you're a shark.
We are now right
Man,
back.
The like, in your voice. I wasn't sure if you did that live every time or whether that was recorded.
What?
Yep, nope. Like, that's just Kyle's just, live.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. That's so funny. I'm flattered.
Yeah, just like for your vocal health, you know, I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, he doesn't
I
have any
do
regard
that,
for
like,
his vocal health.
I can do
health.
That literally, I think, forever and not die.
Oh. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think, well, I'll do it now.
Yep.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, yep. I'm so jealous.
You can just do that.
Yes.
That's great.
And we're
look,
back.
Look, he sounds fine. Kyle, sing an opera? See? Perfectly normal.
Do you guys know that Sears is back and bigger than
okay.
ever?
Okay. I thought maybe it had been a couple weeks. I thought maybe it wasn't happening anymore.
Do you guys know, though? Maggie, hang on. Step away from the mic for a second.
I'm not going to step away from Maggie, the mic. I'm the only one who's a voice of reasons here.
Feedback. But anyways,
Sears is not
do you know that
bigger
Sears
than
is
ever.
Back and bigger than
I
ever.
I don't say.
Are you aware?
Don't answer. You don't have to answer. You can answer.
And this is how I know I would be a good roommate is because I will start partaking in a new activity.
You'd be like, I gotta go polish this.
I gotta go garden. It's nighttime.
Garden. Yeah.
I gotta go.
Did you guys
grow
up going to Sears?
I mean. You're in Chicago.
Silent, scared nod from Ashley, which is
Chicago yes. person over
just
here.
Like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did. I have.
Do you have any Sears memories? Do you have any Sears tribulations, trials, victories?
I feel like it was there. Okay. I had stuff. Mm-hmm. I went around.
Yep.
Found some stuff.
Wow, beautiful.
I don't know if I have any of that stuff anymore.
Beautiful. Well,
it might be in my storage unit in Chicago. Beautiful.
So you have a normal, you would say like beautiful. Very regular, normal
sounds like
relationship
a,
to
sounds
the
like
store.
An obsession, a healthy obsession.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say she's a just healthy. A person who's been
you
to a
what?
Store.
You know there's nothing wrong with that.
A store that's failing.
We all love it. And, you know,
as someone who moved to Chicago in 2012, uh-huh. like right when it was renamed the Willis Tower, I'm like...
We're getting a little bit of feedback
I'm like, screw Sears, man. Screw them. Screw them.
You screw Sears?
Yeah, screw them.
Wait, you're like Team Willis?
I mean...
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
What? Listen, even I...
Do you know...
A staunch, I would say, yes. Sears... I don't know, frowner upon her?
Man.
Let's still call it the Sears Tower. You
Wes,
can't just
do you know
a tower.
What room you're in?
This is called the Sears Bunkhouse.
Hey, we should have a segment called Read the Room where we... Like do some reading.
That's good.
Oh,
you
know? That's fun.
Once upon a time, Snow White does.
Sears Roebuck.
Wes, we're sorry that your mic cut out there for that. But
it's a bummer.
But Ashley, thank you for your feedback. On
absolutely
your fun time at Sears.
Nope, she just had a normal. She had a fun time. Nothing memorable.
So which
happened.
One of these was not said by Tobey Maguire?
Okay,
and it's more than one. I will tell you that.
Thank you.
Okay.
The options are fly.
He said that.
Shazam.
He said that.
Up, up, and away,
he
web.
He said that. Time.
Said it.
It's Spidey time.
Nope.
I thought he said
go
that.
Go, web, go.
Yes.
Said it.
Zip, zap, zop.
No.
Gung-ho, web.
No.
Okay, so which ones?
Zip, zap, zop.
Zip, zap, zop.
Correct.
Gung-ho, and it's Spidey time were not said. That's what I'm saying.
Are you all in agreement?
I agree. Yeah, no gung-ho for sure.
Fuck okay, when did It's Spidey time? I guess it's Hulk
know.
Time. No, what's the
it's time
think,
to Captain America.
It's I
time
think to Captain
America. It's Hawkeye.
It's Iron
time.
Man.
Hawkeye.
Black Widow on the clock.
Black Widow. Cha-ching. Black Widow clocking in overtime.
Black Panther.
Who do I speak
signing
to about
in.
This?
What was your question? What was your question?
I don't even
we
remember.
Answered it.
Yeah,
yeah,
we answered. Got it.
We got it.
That was a frequent like quote in my family. We would just go fly web. Up, up, and away web.
Go
like,
web,
we would
go.
Just say it. Go web, go. Yeah.
Oh,
and then this
yes.
like motion that he does.
I love
it's
it.
It's just like iconic.
It's iconic.
I know.
It's iconic.
It is iconic.
It's iconic.
It's iconic.
It's iconic.
It's iconic.
It's iconic. It's Harry Iconic Jr.
It's Harry Iconic.
I have a family friend who has spent some time on Cape Cod with Harry Iconic Jr.
That's actually the
wow,
most
name
like
yeah.
the most
breaking
like
breaking news. I don't have a song.
Tell us all the gossip about Harry Iconic Jr. on Cape Cod.
Well, let's see. He's going to be at Hollywood Bowl this summer, I think. So we can
the bowl.
You think we could get him for free?
Yeah,
about the cod.
Totally. Be like. Cod.
Cod.
Cape Cod.
Cape Cod.
Remember the cod.
Remember the
go
up,
cod,
up and
go.
Away cod.
Go cod, go.
Remember the Harry Cod Nick Jr. No, I tried. It didn't work, though.
I liked
the green codlin.
Yes.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about
our
either,
cod
except...
Cod is an awesome cod. He swims through the streams above.
Oh, yes.
Wow, that really brought me back.
You know what I do know, though, is that you guys are here for a treat. You guys are here for a good time.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not just stalling because the internet's not connecting. I am building up a very serious thing.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
In my head, that means a lot to all of us because guess what, folks?
What?
You guys have, you've been living together for a bit, right?
Since 2017.
But you know, you're going to be getting married, so it's a new stage, you know? So it's a new stage. And I have a game here that celebrates roommate lovers and all things room. Get ready, guys! It's time for the Newly Room Game! That's right!
The Newly Room Game?
Okay.
It's the Newly Room Game!
You have to know
such
something.
Such a fan.
You have to know.
No, hang on, Maggie. Welcome to America's first and best and first game show.
Nope.
It's the Wild One. Let's meet our roommate lovers playing today, Ashley and Wes. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Okay, now let's meet our host, Fee! And also Maggie.
I'm here too. Okay, the last and only time this was
hang on, I'm not,
ever
like
played on your podcast, it was a train
That's
wreck.
That's not exactly true. Oh, so, to
it
get
was
started,
a train wreck.
We're going to first. I think I fixed it, okay?
Okay.
So no. To get us started, we're going to first ask Ashley to leave the room.
No one's
Ashley,
supposed to
get
leave
the fuck
the room.
Out!
No!
Ashley, you have to leave the room.
Okay, really?
I guess, wait. Oh, okay. Just go right outside, okay. Ashley. I'll come
you can
get
go
you
outside,
in a second.
Or you can go in the house.
Oh my
you
gosh,
do.
I am wow. I'm going to go eat my oranges that you gifted me with earlier.
I want to say, on the record, into camera, Gracie did not have to leave the room last time.
I
don't know why he's making Ashley leave.
I know what went wrong.
Leave.
I think I've got it this time.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Thank
bye.
You, Ashley. Yes, thank you, Ashley. We will
I'll
let
miss
you know
back.
When it's
I'll
safe to return. Hey, watch the steps. There's a lot of half steps. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All okay. right. While the lady is leaving, I want to remind you, Wes, that we will be asking you some questions. 5-point questions.
Ooh.
You'll be answering these questions as you predict. Your roommate lover will answer them. And remember, the roommate lover at the end with the most point wins!
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready to rock.
Whew, that took a lot out of me.
I've never been more nervous, but I'm excited.
Yeah. okay, you want to read these questions,
maybe? I do,
maybe?
Yeah, as the
there's
host.
There's Wes's questions. We're going to ask Wes these, and he's going to answer.
Okay.
And I'll...
You're writing the answers down?
I'll write them down, yeah.
Okay. Wes, if your roommate lover was... Wait, let me try this, Kyle. Wes!
No, you don't have to do that.
If your roommate lover was a cereal...
You just sound like a sad Ash Ketchum.
Who would they be, Pikachu? If your roommate lover was a cereal, who would they be? Who would they be or what would they be?
Either way, who or what would they be if your roommate lover was
I'd
a cereal?
Say which cereal would your roommate lover be?
All right.
Okay. Let's see. She would be some Lucky Charms.
That's, yep, I love it.
Definitely,
great.
You know, pop of fun with the Mellows and the Mallows. And
yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. She has some Irish in her for sure.
That's true. Nice. Yeah. Oh. Nice. If Ashley won the lottery, what's the first thing she'd buy?
She would buy let's say yikes.
This is a hard one.
She'd buy a yard bowling set. How about that?
Whoa.
That's probably the best answer that anyone could ever give to this question.
I've never been more tickled
bowling.
In my life.
Ashley's a big fan of bowling.
If she says this, I will lose
I'm
my shit. Just for the record.
Freak out. I'm so happy.
I will
happy.
Lose my shit.
And even if she doesn't, I'm just full
I'm
of joy.
I'm so happy that you know
that
those
that's
three
an option.
Words.
Yeah. Okay. What song would your roommate lover sing if an angry but ultimately benign clown broke into your place to distract them while you called the police?
Classic newly room get question,
I've
never seen these questions.
Ashley likes Bozo the Clown, but she's not a big fan of other clowns.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is not Bozo.
It could be. It doesn't say.
It says angry but ultimately benign.
We know Bozo's benign. He's usually angry.
Yeah, Bozo's friendly. I think Ashley saw his show one time.
No
way. They got to play Bozo Buckets.
Wait, hang on. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that later. Kyle's a big Bozo head.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle's
a
big Bozo.
Yeah, I'm a big Bozo.
But what song would she sing to distract them?
Let's see.
Bozo.
Bozo.
Connect.
Oh, it's magic.
Okay, great.
Oh, it's magic.
You know.
Okay, I only have those three questions.
Okay,
I thought
that's
five.
That's all we can. Maggie, can you go get Ashley?
I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Wes will hang here. I didn't really think about how to get her back in.
Yeah.
We played this game with Alex Romero and Gracie Schwarzenberger, and it went mostly okay, but. But it got a little hairy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if Ashley would just her face would just appear in the window there of the door.
Yes.
You know.
Hilarious. Okay.
Wow. Well, she was very compliant. Oh my God.
She's very compliant. Welcome back to the chair, Ashley. Hallelujah, room game.
I will say, so far this is already going better.
It's
is
going it? Great.
Because
is it really? That's good.
Yes, this makes what's happening right now makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What happened last time with Gracie and Alex episode?
We
did
don't
not make
need
sense.
To dwell on things of the past.
It's just impossible. We cannot
bring it up.
Gotcha. Great.
But yeah. Okay.
I'm a big fan of mindfulness, you know, living in the present.
Yeah, yeah, I love exactly. that. Not me. Yeah. I like to dwell in the past and just really think about the problems. Yeah, and
I like to dwell on Maggie being a jerk all the time.
Yeah, I like to dwell on the language that my husband uses
and
in this public
I like
forum.
To dwell about the tone of her voice. Okay?
I like to dwell about that.
She's a big fan of tone, you know.
I like to dwell about the sort of like stink that he has emanating from him at all times.
And I like to dwell about moving the game on. Okay, so
the game.
Ashley, so we asked Wes some questions.
We did.
Oh my gosh.
And we've recorded Wes's answers, so we need you to now get them right. Each right answer gets you 5 points, and each wrong answer gets you a sad time at the banana parade.
Oh no, that doesn't sound appealing at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we asked Wes if you, Ashley, were a cereal, which cereal would you be?
Which cereal would I be?
Yes.
I would probably say Trix.
It's in the same family.
Incorrect.
Wes?
It's in the same family.
What did you say?
It is.
As the cereal, I said Lucky Charms.
Okay.
Come on,
Rascal.
What do you think in Rascal?
What I think is that I grew up with the Trix because I'm a silly rabbit.
That's true.
You have a very silly rabbit energy.
Wascally
Wabbit. A Wascally Wabbit.
We asked Wes if Ashley won the lottery, what's the first thing would she buy?
Oh, wow. What would I buy?
What's the first thing you'd buy?
Oh, my Lanta.
I think you know it. I think
feel it out. Feel it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the rhythm.
Feel
it's
the rhythm.
Bobsled
rhythm
time.
Is going to get.
Oh, my Lanta. What would I buy?
Wes is closing his eyes, crossing his fingers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what's the price range? What did
lottery.
I win?
Lottery.
Just a lottery.
Lottery.
But okay. Don't think too extravagant.
Don't
think
too big. I mean, yeah.
We'll give you that clue. Okay. Don't think like huge. Don't think like a house.
Okay.
Smaller than a house.
Smaller than a house. What would I buy?
But bigger than a bread box.
Okay. Okay. This is such like would it be just like anything sparkly?
Not necessarily.
I'll give you another guess at that one.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my Lanta, this has been my biggest fear.
So I hope she gets it. I really hope she gets it.
She really thought we would be like more prepped before we had to play like a.
No, this is good. This is good. What did
game.
Wes say? But what am I buying? Is it gonna melt? But I think I'm gonna just like I'm gonna buy. Shoo-ba-da-boo. Why is this taking so long? It's a lot of pressure.
Why is this taking so long? It's actually what we almost called the podcast.
Yeah. Why is this taking so long?
Yeah.
Because I'm not stalling because the internet is down.
Actually, you did Ashley jack into the internet when you got here. I thought it was weird. You pulled out like a cord.
Yeah, Ashley went into our house
and jacked
in. You're
still on DSL.
In. Yeah,
she jacked
I did.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. I would buy. A car?
No. That's a good answer, and
Wes,
that's probably
what did you say?
I said lawn bowling set. A lawn bowling set. That's what my brain came up with.
I am dead. That is incredible. I don't know
you
if I've ever
bowling.
I do love bowling. I used to be on a bowling league for a long time. Yeah.
So like, bring it home with you. Now you can bring it home. Yeah. You've won the lottery. You can bring it
it's
home.
It's outside.
Now.
So funny.
What's everyone's make play with bowling? Why am I inside
I don't
so long?
Want right.
to I want to be outside.
I want to be outside. You know what? That is, you know, I was like, what? I've never mentioned that before. But I will say, when we were looking at the registry, that I was like, should we put this on the registry?
Oh shit.
Whoa!
That's awesome.
Wait, was there a lawn bowling?
Yeah, like just there's lawn bowling. There's like different like lawn games.
Kyle.
You know,
sidebar.
Wink.
We're gonna buy them.
Sidebar. We're gonna buy ourselves a lawn.
We're gonna buy ourselves
I'm so
a yard.
Sorry.
Bowling.
How dare you?
All right. The final question we asked Wes. Was,
This
one you're gonna get.
This one you're gonna get.
Okay.
What song would you sing to if an angry but ultimately benign clown broke into your place to distract them while Wes called the police? What song would you sing to distract the angry but benign clown?
Yeah, don't worry.
I mean, I don't want this. This is not my answer, but the first thing that came to my head was, hello.
I prefer
you hear
that answer.
Me? Yeah. But it would be Shut Up and Dance.
Wait. Oh, that's the moon.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And the clown is angrily dancing with you.
Yeah. And Wes calls the police and then...
And then you're good.
Yeah. Because, like, honestly, I don't know if you do this, but in a crowd of people, it is so much harder to walk through that crowd than dance through the
crowd.
That's true. Whoa. So if I dance them out of my apartment, that clown might not even... Hang on.
Hold up.
Yeah.
If you're in a crowd and you need to get somewhere,
yeah,
you just dance forward.
Yeah.
Hang on.
I just dance through.
Just, like, put your hands up.
And people have...
Put your hands up.
And they easily move. It's the secret to Disneyland.
I would never be mad.
The airport, if you're ever, like, late for your flight.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Shut up.
And dance with me.
Do you have a bozo story?
What's your bozo story?
I do have a bozo
story. What's
your bozo tale? Oh, my Lance. Okay, so my dad got tickets for a couple of my mom's friends and I. We went to the bozo show.
Those are hard to get.
Yes. Well, and what was
Trust me,
helpful,
those are hard to get.
I mean, my dad was just so
good.
You
still have to wait months.
Right.
Yeah.
My dad had a friend in WGN.
Of course.
And so,
of course, he had an inside connect.
He just always, he always knew how to find
WGN,
little
Chicago,
nuggets out.
Chicago station.
It's an international network. Everyone knows WGN.
Yeah. Well, and when we went, they were looking for kids who could twirl a baton. And my mom's friend's daughter was older and was asked because she also danced. But my dad was like, she's a dancer. She will not let you down. She's really good. Okay. And like this person just kept going around the whole room trying to find a dancer. And my dad was like consistent of like, I think you're going to want her. Wow. And so, and because I was six, so they were nervous because of how little I was. And so my dad was able to get me on the bozo show by twirling a baton. We had like a little rehearsal beforehand, and so I got to twirl a baton with Bozo the Clown.
Oh my god.
Are you freaking serious? That's insane.
It was wild. I like, you know, when you're young, you're like, I was like, dad, stop embarrassing me. But then I'm like, wow, actually, that was pretty cool.
Do you know that tape?
It's somewhere in the archives, probably in my storage unit.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
We gotta jack into the storage unit.
Wes, what was your answer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's magic.
Okay. Oh my God.
So a good answer, but not
this
the right one.
This is so funny. Yeah. I got 0 points. Right.
See, like,
no.
I feel like that tune's in my head.
We did get zero.
Because of, like, the Ozempic commercials, which is stupid.
Oh, but he's a night owl, and he's all these commercials.
It's not stupid, but it is time now for Wes to leave the room.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Please leave
peace out, Girl
Go
Scouts.
Fuck off. All right.
Watch the cord.
And while the gentleman is leaving, I want to remind you, Ashley, that you'll be answering these questions as you predict your roommate lover will answer them.
Can you goodness. I know. Watch the cord.
Yeah, Wes is trapped
in the
middle.
Don't pull my ear.
Sorry. We didn't plan for this.
Wes, also, you need to, like, make sure you go, like, far back. Yeah.
Why were you?
Well, you can go.
Did
go
you hear
the
answer?
No, well, clearly I didn't because I didn't get any of them right. But I was just like,
go wherever
I got
want.
So excited.
You can go inside. All right, here, Maggie. Oh, this is Wes's. Yeah,
that's Wes's. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, we can see Wes.
We can.
Don't listen. Can you hear
cheater.
Us?
Cheater.
Let's whisper.
Go wherever you want. Just don't listen.
This is the ASMR portion.
This is the ASMR portion.
Okay.
If your roommate lover was a superhero, what would his catchphrase be?
Okay, so what would Wes's catchphrase be?
What's Wes going to say his catchphrase is going to be?
Go, Spidey, go.
So,
it's Spidey time?
Zip, zap, zap.
Zip, zap, zap.
He would do a snap with his fingers. Ooh. I don't know how you...
Yes,
like,
I know what you mean. I can't do that.
I can't do that either.
But he might be like, noise.
Yeah, okay. So
N-O-I-C-E.
Noise.
Yes.
Noise.
I love it. Okay, yeah. I got to write this down. Okay, great.
I like that. That was decisive.
Thank you.
If Wes was an Oreo, what flavor would he want to be?
Oh.
Ooh, Oreo classic.
Yeah.
Golden Oreo.
So Wes will try any fun flavor Oreo.
Oh.
So this is tough because he literally will bring home different kinds of Oreos all the time.
Love
he
it.
Loves like the limited edition.
Yeah. Love them.
But I think he would definitely want like the mega stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Man, when I was a kid, I was like, get the cookie part away from me.
Right.
Just put the
Are
stuff.
Are you serious?
100%. I mean, I would eat the cookie. I'm not insane. But I was like, the more stuff, the better.
I also would do the whole twisty thing and be like if the frosting was on one side, then I'm like, oh, someone has a crush on me.
Oh,
Did
I forgot. that. Someone has a crush on me because I'm an Oreo.
Yeah.
It's like so reading funny. The tea leaves, but like in a capitalist American yeah. society.
You should do that for your I do. Is like you split it apart and like if it's the right one, you say I do, and if it's the wrong one.
You guys have to break up.
Oh, we do. And then we'll release the cats.
You have to
release the kittens.
Release the cats!
What song would your roommate lover sing if an angry but ultimately, fuck you, Kyle, but a clown broke into your place to distract them while you called
good
the police?
Good question.
Would he sing, it's magic.
I thought you were going to sing
Ozempic. You know. He would either do that or he would say, I'm going to lay down some silk for you.
Okay.
His own song.
Oh, I like that. Okay, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Those are your answers, yes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lock them in, Maggie. I'm going to get our gentleman guest back to the show.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited. I wonder how well we'll do the second
round. I believe in you, Ashley. You
Thank
got
you.
This.
Thank you, Kyle.
Okay, so, you know, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I mean, in this gloomy day, this is instantly making the day brighter.
Did you actually eat an orange while you went out there?
No, because I realized I left them in here with you all.
Gotcha.
So I ran around and I was just appreciating all the beautiful trees that you
There's
have.
A lot of good nature out here.
It is good nature.
A lot of good nature, yes. We take our roommates out into the woods. And
I love it. Yes. Oh, he's coming
all right,
back.
Wes is coming back into the room. Wes, we've recorded Ashley's answers and now she has them. Remember, each right answer gets you 5 points and each wrong answer gets you a stinky fish covered in peanut butter.
Ew.
Oh, Wes would probably eat it.
Ew, gross.
Watch out for the cords.
Variety is the spice of life, friends.
So. Yes, yes, it's true.
Variety is the spice
of life. It is, I love that.
Life.
I don't know if it's the spice of fish.
It's something like that. All right, Russ.
I'm back.
Russ.
Russ. Russ. Russ. Actually, that's what, you know, have you ever seen Nailed It?
Yeah.
When Nicole Byers like, Russ, where's my margarita?
Hilarious.
I say that to him all the time. Where she's like, Russ. I love the way that she says that. Nicole Byers, thank
margarita.
You so much for that gift.
That's
she's
hilarious.
An icon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we asked Ashley, we said, if your roommate lover was a superhero, so Wes, if you were a superhero, what would your catchphrase be?
This is fun to be on this side.
Yeah.
Feel it out. Feel it
like,
out.
What
feel
is
it out.
All right, all right. Spark it up, mate.
I've never heard you say that phrase ever in my life.
That's pretty good. Honestly,
spark it up, mate.
If I was a super version of myself, I wouldn't
That's
be myself, would I?
Spark it up, mate.
That's are you like
so
British
funny.
Or are you just like bringing mate to like the American
yeah.
vernacular?
Bring yeah. Bringing in mate.
Yeah. I wish we could like, hey mate.
Yeah. Hey mate.
Let's start it. Hey mate.
Oh, hey
it's
mate.
It's hard to
hey,
not say it mate.
Yeah,
it's
you're
hard
right.
To not.
I just did that. I'm
roommate.
Sorry.
Roommate. You just
roommate.
Said you had your March maintenance,
yeah.
right?
Oh.
Yeah,
March
we
maintenance.
Did.
Yeah,
we did. Thank
we're part of it. Yeah. We're bringing it.
I have to talk about March maintenance actually before I forget.
You have to apologize publicly to the fans?
No, but you know, I
for bringing Sears into it.
This is what I want. Hey, listen, that was part of the rules. That was part of the rules.
It was part of the rules, but you rigged it to that.
One
he
of
would
our favorite
ultimately...
room rats, Lexi, did message both of us individually, mm-hmm. and she said I went too far. But yeah. also, I wanted to share this, Maggie.
No.
I want to share this before I forget. Lexi did say that the bright side
mm-hmm.
is that it made her do some casual research on the man.
Okay.
Richard Warren Sears.
Okay.
And apparently. He was a pretty good dude for a turn-of-the-century businessman.
Okay.
The Sears catalog uh-huh. brought deals and merchandise to rural communities regardless of gender and race.
Aww.
Wow. So it looks like we all learned something from March Maintenance.
Okay,
we
I
did.
Guess I feel a little bit better about you, Richard.
I just love that. Like,
good. Yep. Good.
At the end of the day, she's like,
"Dick."
It made me do
Dick.
Some research on Sears.
I had to for my own edification. If I'm gonna continue listening to this podcast, understand if I support it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ashley, okay. What was your yeah. answer?
It was you doing the snap thing with your fingers
the
and say,
snap.
"Do it."
Yeah. Can you do it?
How you do
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And then you say, "Noise."
Noise.
Yeah.
See, that's pretty good too.
Noise.
But I do love spark it up, mate.
Spark it up, mate's
kicking
also
off
pretty
like
good.
The head of a goon all the yeah. way off his and he goes, noise.
Noise.
Noise. All right.
If you didn't know, the bro snap is like, you know, like I've never dipped chewing tobacco in my life, but that's like how the
yeah
that's
gotcha.
What the noise
like how,
comes from
yep.
like you pack the dip
Yikes.
Can where your finger yeah. slaps against it basically
I'm just but afraid so, his wrist yeah, is gonna like fly
you,
off and
you
I'm
keep,
gonna catch it
you keep the your pointer finger uh-huh. slack but uh-huh. but grab your middle and thumb together like that and then just shake it and then basically your pointer finger slaps against your middle finger.
I know. It's hurt. It hurts.
And Maggie's wrist fell off.
Noise.
It took me practice.
Fuck it up, mate.
It took like a whole like free period in high school to do my left hand. My right hand came naturally, but then
okay,
again,
I gotta try this.
To be able to go.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a musician.
Wow.
That took work. That took work.
Yes. Okay.
And this is going to take
number
work, too. If Wes was an Oreo, what flavor would he want to be?
Mm.
If you were an Oreo.
Oh. Okay.
I think he's going to get it. I
come
know
on.
It.
Come on, Wes.
I have the answer.
Come on,
Wes.
Wes.
Type of Oreo.
He's going through the Rolodex. Okay.
I know.
All right. Ooh, like what if like
oh no.
he's
this
going
not,
deep into
going,
the Oreo ball.
I already
going,
know.
He's going deep.
So like
Trolls flavored Oreo.
I like that one.
There was a Troll.
I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's what I would be because they had Pop Rocks in them.
Yeah, the Pop Rocks.
Noise.
Because I was just going to say noise that they had at the observatory recently. One of the museum guides brought in
the space ones.
The space,
which also had Pop Rocks.
Also had Pop Rocks. Like, they're repurposing the rocks of pop, but that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
So good.
I like the tingly.
Me too. I like
is
the
that
tingly.
What you'd be with?
I like the tingly. But then my brain went to like crunchy peanut butter. So how about like a crunchy peanut butter Oreo with Pop Rocks in it?
Is that even okay? I don't think that's a real Oreo. I will say I think she went for a real one, Ashley.
Oh. I did.
What was your answer?
Mega stuff.
Dang.
Oh, that's a good answer.
That's a good answer. Honestly, yours was too.
Yours was too, and I was like, oh
now
man.
Now I'm curious to try like a peanut butter with Pop Rocks in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a PB&J with like Pop
Rocks. Oh.
And last one we asked was, what song would your roommate lover sing if an angry but ultimately benign clown broke into your place to distract them while you called the police?
Mm. Aqueous Transmission by Incubus. I'm floating down a river.
Let Wes go.
When I am through.
What's the chorus to that song?
Maybe
what
we can
song
meet
is
again further down the river.
Is that the chorus?
I'm a scary clown. 911.
I'm calming down.
Okay, the calm.
Yes.
911
can hold me still. Yeah, keep singing.
Okay, the clown is relaxed.
I'm leaving.
Okay. The clown's leaving.
Spark it up, mate.
Ashley, was that enough time for you to call 911?
I did. Okay, I called them, great. And they're on their way.
Okay, oh, but what was your answer, Ashley?
Sam, you know.
And this has been the Dueling
Game.
Thank you for joining us on this newly rolled game. The game with, it's the first and the only and the first game show. Whoa, it's a wild one.
That's not correct.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
So funny. We got zero.
Wow.
Oh, baby,
it's, but it's rigged.
It's
at the end from this podcast. We don't do games fair. We rig them.
You know, don't blame the game.
I'm not
the person
I'm not
who made it.
I'm not a hater.
I'm not a hater.
No,
I'm not a
hater. I think what's fun is that when we were like, oh, yeah, that is something that would happen.
Yeah.
Like, so that's good. We have that going for us.
Now you know, Ashley, that you're going to need to buy a yard lawn bowling set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wes knew you better than you knew yourself.
That's so true. Correct.
And I think we're just each revealing parts of our souls that are just like hidden to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys ever seen a ghost?
Never seen a ghost, but I've had... Well, okay.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Here's the thing. I think that, you know what? Yes. And
wow.
but I have never encountered one.
Right.
But there's been times where I go, huh.
Huh.
Like a little head tilt, and you're like, could that?
Huh?
Or?
Yeah.
Or, you know, the universe, like random life and the universe.
Some aliens out there being like, I'm going to move you a little chair.
Yeah.
Move you a little chair.
I don't know that I believe in ghosts, but my aunt, who is like not a ghost person at all, has this story where she was sitting in her house and their stairs were like right behind her. Like basically like there's the living room and then the stairs go right behind.
Yeah.
And she heard her kid come down the stairs. And when she like turned to look, there was nobody there, and she realized like no one was home, and like the stairs are like right next to her.
Uh-huh.
Like yeah, and so that was,
see, like,
that's the spookiest
kind of
thing. That's what she said.
Yeah,
that's what she said. That's the spookiest thing.
Yeah. So there is like, do I have time to tell?
Yeah.
This?
Tell
okay.
It.
All right. So our apartment, we love it so much.
Uh-oh.
We love it.
Oh yeah.
But So there's one time Wes was working up on that hill. And
working on that hill.
This is such a musical episode.
It is. Griffith Observatory.
Come wow. visit Griffith Observatory, see a planetarium show.
They can get you in for free.
The museum is free. It's pretty great.
I can get you in for free.
Yeah, we can do that.
Ooh, hook up. So I was opening the window because we have a one that's in the kitchen area.
Right.
And I was cooking the food. And while the oven is warming up, all of a sudden it starts doing beep, 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 and then lands on the number of 666.
What?
And I was like, that. Yeah, I was like, yes. And so I was like, oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. I thank you so much for your time. And then I was like, this can't be real. And I'm about to take a picture on my phone. And when I'm about to press the button, it goes beep and goes back to 400.
I hate that.
And then that's really weird. And so, but what's wild is, you know, I was like, maybe it was a flyby demon because it only happens to us when the window is open.
Whoa.
And I think it's just a flyby. It's happened again.
It's happened a handful of times.
That has to be like a manufacturing thing. Is that an Easter egg?
Well, and that's what we hope. That's what we hope. But why 666? Yeah. Why couldn't it land on 888 or 777?
See, 888 would make sense.
Yes.
It was like all the lights went on.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But the fact that it goes to 666.
It's clear that something's up.
But I've never felt like I've ever had anything else happen in the apartment.
I would not eat whatever you're making at that time.
Honestly, let's just say we've had friends that have used our oven and they were like, wow, this thing, we put the temp lower because we're like, oh, it really gets hot fast. Yeah. And they're surprised of like how short the time needs to be because this food cooks way faster.
Does everything that comes out of it, does it have like, is it like spicy?
Yeah. it comes out with a pitchfork and it's like, try me.
Get you. It'll get you.
It's smoky.
It's happened a handful of times. And so like, I am a believer in the randomness of the universe. Right. But like everything is a little happy accident. But... yeah, it makes me think when like it's just a 666 pops up, like
that's not right.
It'll happen like every few months.
And we really do. Yeah. We really do.
The devil's period.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
It's the devil's period.
And we're like, thank you.
We're like, thank you for your time.
No, thank you.
Get out of here. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Get out of here.
That's what you should say to that angry clown.
No, thank you. Wes and I were on this.
Ashley West, thank you so much for being our roommates this week.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. I literally don't want to leave.
Okay. Sorry. Early checkout, actually.
Yeah, it's early.
Okay, but
we have to add more threads to the thread count.
Well, yes. I'll be an angry clown.
Anything you'd like to say or share before we let you go?
Rascal, you got some stuff going on.
Yes. We're part of the Murder Mystery Company.
The Murder Mystery Company.
And we feel very lucky to be a part of the branch that's out in L.A. Yep. There are troops all over the U.S. And our public shows are coming back. So So please come and we'll let you know. Just let us know and hopefully we can then make it work where then we're on the show. It's in Riverside right now. I'm sure more things will open up, but Riverside.
It's a comedy murder mystery.
It is immersive. And then you could also be involved because it's immersive.
Yeah, it's real fun. Yeah, like the company was just recently on Shark Tank. Public shows are coming back. We got invested by
a wonderful show.
Jason Blum of Blumhouse Productions.
Oh shit!
Horror stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
He was the guest shark on the episode that our CEO and our director and other people went on. And
wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know
time.
That. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've had only private shows since pandemic. And so public shows are coming back. And we're really pumped about that.
Yeah, and if you need me to walk your dog, you know, just let me know.
that's my favorite plug ever.
And Ashley's a part of Rockin' Awesome Improv.
So if you have a kiddo that needs to just watch an improv show, you know, we can do that as well.
And Wes's music.
Yeah.
And
Wes's music.
Yeah, Wessie, Wessie. Check me out on all streaming services.
Yep. Great stuff.
Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you find your tins.
Yeah.
And check out Sunny Disposition featuring Ashley Garen.
Yeah, you guys are both so musical.
Thank you.
It brought us together.
It was because of the Bozo show. So
yeah. Thanks, Bozo.
Shout out to Bozo, all you Bozettes.
You Bozo heads.
Join us next week. Thank you so much, Ashley and Wes.
Thank you.
Love you, rascals.
Oh,
love
you. Love you,
Wes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Woo.
Cookie, that was another good episode, wasn't it?
So true, Books.
Yeah, wow. Cooks. Cooks and Books.
Cooks and Books.
Nailed another one.
I can't even remember what your full name is anymore because I keep calling you Books.
The Bookkeeper.
The Bookkeeper. That's
but
what I
like
said
books.
It was.
I like Cooks and Books, yo.
Cooks and Books on the mic. We didn't come up with this, guys.
No.
But someone else did.
Someone else came up with the idea of nicknames, and we're just running with
we're
it.
We're just running with it, okay?
Grabbing that hand and running.
I think that game show went pretty smooth.
That was how it should go. That was how it should go.
Just for the record, that's not how you said it should go, though. You said that they should like do it at the same time, like write it down. And I still sent them out of the room.
I'm telling you, like, that's how it is often played.
I know how it's often played.
But it's
on
fine.
The show,
it's fine
on
that
the
they...
hit series.
I don't give a shit about some old ass show.
On the hit series.
That people have adjusted and improved on over the years.
Well, but if they still went outside and then we got to hear like their answers out loud. Otherwise, they'd just be writing it down and we wouldn't hear their thought
That's
process.
True. And you did great. I'm telling you.
I don't
what
know.
Went wrong last time is we had too many fail safes. It was like Gracie, leave the room.
It was like Gracie
write
leave
it
the
down.
Room.
Gracie
leave halfway
okay,
leave the room.
Gracie, answer the questions.
Now,
Alex.
Text the question to me.
The questions were
text
the wrong
answer.
Questions. It was a train wreck, and it was my favorite.
It was really tricky because what I used to base this off of was I looked at the old Google Doc that I did. So I was like looking at it trying to. So it was like,
That's
I don't
close.
Know which part of this worked and which part didn't. So
we almost flew too close to the sun.
If you'd like to hear the original game, it was in Alex Romero and Gracie Schwarzenberg's episode from a few months ago.
Yeah.
I listened to some of it today, and it was amazing how
yes.
spectacularly wrong it went.
Wow.
You can hear the wheels fall off in real time.
Oh, memories.
But speaking of the wheels fall off, hey, our wheels are going to fall off if you don't send us some questions.
Send them over,
please,
baby!
Please send us any questions you got. We have anonymous questions you can submit. You can leave us a voicemail.
The number for the voicemail.
The number for the voicemail
is 989-442-7575. That's 989-42... Nope. That's 989-44-ASK-RL.
So true. So send us any voicemails you got.
That's right, Cooks.
That's right,
Coming around overcompensating.
Yes. You can send us questions you find from around the web, anything you want. All that can be found in the episode description down below.
Hey, merch is almost gone.
Yeah.
It's almost all the way gone.
Get the merch. The Hellhawk deemed it so. Three more weeks. Mm-hmm. We got lots of cool merch also in the episode description. Hey, please rate and review.
If you haven't rated or reviewed our show yet,
really
please
helps.
Take some time and do that. Just scroll down to whatever app you're using right now, Spotify, iTunes, whatever it's called these days. Okay. I don't know. And give us one of those 5 stars. Just go ahead and click the you know, they give you the option.
Well put,
1 to 5. Go ahead and click the 5-1. Just let it rip.
Okay,
and
let
it
rip.
Put some words down in the review. That could sound anything like what, Kyle?
Wow. They sure told me to review them, so I'm doing it.
Great. That's fine. If you write that, that's fine.
I think we got to get out of here, Maggie.
Okay, bye.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Maggie. Go for a walk.
Everything is going to be all right.
This episode is brought to you by The Color Green. It's nice. It's a good one. I like that one. Green.
That's it. Bye-bye.